The biggest release in June history in the history of movie releases was Superman, the Man of Steel. Huge opening box office weekend. So, in that vein, if you think about it, being superstitious means that you think you can change events with superpowers. So I found this at crack.com. If one, you think you can influence the outcome of a sporting event, generally this is for the guys. If someone told you that they could make the Spurs win with their mind, you would think they were nuts. But that's really no different than wearing a lucky jersey or not washing your socks before the playoffs. Let's face it, unless you're playing, there's no way you could affect the game. How about communicating with inanimate objects? You'd be surprised. A lot of people think that they can talk to their car to get it to start. Guilty as charged. I also yell at the TV. Reading omens and signs. People want to believe the universe is trying to tell them something. You lock your keys in your car? That's supposed to be some sort of message that you shouldn't go. It's not. Making bad things happen by joking about them. Again, guilty as charged. All radio people are, but I digress. But you wake up on a sunny day and make a joke about the rain, and then suddenly someone wants to blame you for ruining their picnic? No. If you could really control future events, you'd be using them for stuff like, oh, I don't know, the lottery. Or casting spells on supermodels. Now that would be a superpower, which is why you and I, neither one, have it. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.